Remember when you were in school and it was report card time? Yeah, if you were doing great, well, you ran home with it to proudly show mom and dad with, yeah, of course, the hope of maybe snagging a little reward, an extra cookie with dinner or something. Now, if you weren't doing so well, oh, yeah, that dark cloud formed over you as you walked home like you were headed to the electric chair. Truth is that the report card was actually a very useful tool to guide you through the education process for your maximum benefit, and just as it is for the student. New Jersey schools are a part of the same process. Here to explain the value of the report card report for New Jersey schools and what it provides is the superintendent of the Newton School District, Ken Green. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chris.
Let me give you the website, too, for the Newton School District. It's newtonnj.org, and there is a website for you to see the report cards of each school district throughout the state, but, of course, it's a state website, and it's one of those long websites, so we just put a link over at issuesandideasradio.com, and you can find your school and check out what is a very informative and, average report per school is between 8 to 12 pages, depending on the school size. And there's a lot of information in these report cards, but it's not intimidating or overwhelming. It's very easy for a parent, just as it is for someone in your position, to understand, to grasp, and to see what's right and what may need a little work on.
Absolutely. I'm very pleased, and I think most superintendents are, with the quality of the data that the state is putting together. And actually, it's the quality of the data that the schools and districts are collecting themselves and providing to the state, which then just comes back in this report form, which I agree with you, is very user-friendly. It's easy for not only parents, but school board members, for administrators and teachers, as we're trying to filter through the data and look at ways to improve our schools. It's really a very useful tool.
You get a summary at the beginning, then it looks at three elements: academic achievement, college and career readiness, graduation, and post-secondary elements of the education process as well. It does comparison, too. It compares an individual school against the state's, I guess, average, as well as an additional comparison of a specific school with peer schools. Talk about the difference of what those two comparisons represent.
Sure. The statewide comparison, I think, is pretty clear. It's a comparison to all schools in the state that would be at the same grade levels as you, so high schools against high schools and middle schools to middle schools, et cetera. The peer group is a group that's created each year, and it's a group of schools who are not only like yours in terms of grade level setup, but also have similar demographic characteristics for its students, so similar percentages of students in poverty, students who are English language learners, students who are special needs. So that's how they create the peer group. And in addition to those two comparisons that you mentioned, the third one there, which we think is really important, is frankly targets that the state sets for the schools and whether you're meeting those targets or you're not meeting the targets. So all three are different kinds of comparisons and useful each in their own way.
Now, I mentioned these are state-assembled reports. Do the educators themselves have any input as, because I know that the details have been greatly expanded since the last round of these report cards. Does the state turn to someone in your position to say, what do you think is missing from these reports? What do you think needs some fine-tuning? Does that ever happen?
Absolutely. The state, I think, I really have to give kudos to the Department of Education for being interactive with this, as well as other things, and asking for folks from the field to comment. So a number of the things that would be different in here would be things that have been commented on by educators. Just in the last year was the first year of this report. This is the second time that the reports have been issued. So, for instance, for high schools, one of the things that's being reported now is the number of students, or actually percentage of students, who are engaged in the visual and performing arts, whether that be art, music, dance, or theater, because there's a great deal of research that shows that students who participate in those also are college and career ready. So yes, they are taking the input of educators and considering that in creating the data.
Ken Green, the superintendent of the Newton School District, newtonnj.org on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. We're talking about the new round of New Jersey School report cards, which you have a link over at our website, issuesandideasradio.com, where you can see the report cards for your specific school and no matter where you're listening to in the state. And as far as Newton is concerned, I guess overall you're in the ballpark, although there is some work to be done, if I understand right, primarily in the graduation and post-secondary category.
Well, I don't know. I think you're probably looking at the Newton High School report, because each of the schools have different,
right.
You know, there are different things for each of the schools. The elementary and middle schools, rather than a graduation and post-secondary category, have a student growth category, and we're really pleased. One of the things that I think educators take a great deal of pride in is that category of student growth. In other words, you're taking students from where they are and moving them to the next level. So we're really pleased with the scores there. But yes, if you look throughout these reports, you're going to find areas where you're looking at things that you're doing well and you want to continue to do those well, and then you know, looking at areas in it that you can improve upon, particularly with graduation and post-secondary. You know, I'm looking at that as well, and from a Newton High School standpoint, you could be looking at perhaps the peer rankings and looking at, well, there's low peer or low, you know, low state rankings, but then when you look over to meeting the statewide targets, we're graduating 88% of our students, and the statewide target is 75. The dropout rate, the statewide target is 2, and we have a dropout rate of 1.1. So from that standpoint, we're meeting all the targets the state set, and I think the bar is obviously very high because there's obviously a number of other schools who are doing that well and even better. So certainly good reason for celebration that we're meeting state targets, but always room for improvement.
I mentioned, too, these are detailed but easy to absorb reports. You get language and arts literacy progress targets under No Child Left Behind and proficiency trends. Same thing for math and biology. And I'm looking at all these stats, Ken. I'm thinking, too, that if someone is looking to relocate somewhere within the state, one of the things you look at, along with services and of course, the price of a house that you're trying to rent and or buy, you also want to study the school system. And these report cards, I think, for someone who is relocating would be a very useful tool of whether or not to decide the community they're looking at has a school that will serve their child well.
Absolutely. I think they're a terrific tool. I think, you know, when you take a look, depending on what you are looking for, you know, are you looking for schools at high academic achievement, graduation and post-secondary results? Probably the answer is you're looking for a little bit of all of that. And I think it is one measure of a school, but, you know, for people who are looking to move to an area, I think there's also nothing better than, besides looking at the results, going and visiting the schools, because I think there's a lot of rumor and innuendo and things that are said about what happens in certain schools, and we know that public schools in particular have taken a little bit of a beating on the last couple of years from various sources, and you know, we feel the proof is in the pudding. You look at the results, but you also want to go and visit, and I know our schools in Newton, we're very open to having visitors come, take a walk through the school, and take a look at what you're seeing in terms of the culture and the atmosphere of the place.
So now that you have, as a superintendent, this information in hand, do you what's the process that you like to use to utilize it? Do you have staff meetings with the principals and teachers, department heads? How do you use what you now have?
I think exactly in the way you just mentioned what we do. First of all, that this data, even though that it's being released to the public at this time, most of this data we have known. Now, this data that we're looking at now is from the 2012-13 school year. So we have had access to this data for some time. We use it in the process you just mentioned that, you know, I will meet with principals and program directors. Typically, principals will then meet with their department heads and their staff, and they will come up with what we call a school improvement plan, most of which is based on, I shouldn't say most, a good bit of which is based on the data that comes right from this report, as well as other data that we collect to work on areas of, again, academic achievement, post-secondary success, school culture, and improving that. So, and each year, the schools produce those. Those are presented to our Board of Education publicly. We do that at the beginning of the school year. So the 2012-13 results were presented publicly in September, and now the public is getting to see, you know, a report which gives them the full story. We put these these reports, by the way, on our website, which you've mentioned at newtonnj.org, as well as being available at the state website.
Which, again, it's one of those long ones, but we have a link over at issuesandideasradio.com. You can look up, no matter where you're listening to us in the state of New Jersey, you will find your specific school district report card, and take a little time to study it because it is a wealth of information. And certainly as a parent of a student, you have the need for the empowerment and for the information of the performance of your school district. And this is really one of the straightforward ways that all that comes about. Learn more about the Newton School District. It's newtonnj.org. We've been joined by the superintendent of the Newton School District, Ken Green. Ken, as always, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks very much.